Funeral. Tell me a bit more about this mock funeral.
This was a, you know, a mock funeral is a really classic sort of piece of performance art.
Right.
And it was a few months before the election. I remember it was very hot. So it was in August. And it was a, we carried the coffin out into sort of a main square in downtown Greenville. And to fanfare, to full on, to Doomsday by Elvis Perkins, fantastic song. And we performed a mock funeral for American democracy, which was then interrupted by one of the pallbearers, myself, saying, "I'm not going to hear it. Democracy's not dead. There's so much life, like in our." In our town, in our community, in the hearts of everybody, like this, you know, the things that, I basically refuted everything that was said in the original part. And then our son, Hunter, the third pallbearer, like pulls us apart and is like, "Well, what are we going to do? Like, what are we going to do then? How do we come together?" And there was like a short sort of piece on what brings. What are the things that bring people together? What are the things we all care about the most? Like living in a safe community, having schools where we know that like are safe and the people who teach them are safe. And you know, that the police are safe and that we're safe from the police. Like, you know, things like things that are really like universal wants, things that it's easier for people to agree on than you know, the really divisive politics that were being, because it's the thing that we really try to focus on is even if something's seeming really partisan, there's no, you can have a point that's a partisan point, but it helps to bring it back around to things that are universal. Because things are so divisive and things are always so separated into the idea of this side or this side, and there's just no in between. Really are trying to find ground in between.
Very interesting. And so, just a general question about performance in general. Do you think performance provides something that other forms of art can't in terms of this, like the social engagement?
I think, yes, in general. I mean, as someone who's trained as an actor, I would definitely say that. And also this kind of performance where it just turns up in the middle of your everyday and like upturns your everyday, I think has a really special power. Like of making the world seem like something you didn't know it was, like the day before, the hour before. Like all of a sudden, there is something just outrageous happening in front of you. Like you're gonna like take out your phone. You're gonna tell your friends. You're gonna be like, these crazy people turned up in downtown Greenville, and they had a coffin and hats, and it was why it was bizarre. Like I think it has. I think this particular kind of pop-up performance has real power in making people understand that there's just like a lot more underneath the surface of the world than they realize is.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Just turn up and then upturn. That's a cool distinction, and interaction between the two. And so these pictures right here with the megaphone, is this also part of the mock funeral?
That is from the Mac
As
funeral,
well,
yes.
what's this? What's this book that's being read from?
It is his script.
Oh, perfect. But.
Literally, it was just meant to look like a big momentous book, and it is literally his script. Lucky him, he got to keep his script with him.